WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A second group has been allowed to return to what's left of their homes in West. Retired teacher Kathy Daugherty, who said she had been brave up until now, was overcome by the emotion of the moment.
We are just so thankful. My heart aches for my former students, for my friends that have lost their homes, for my friends that have lost their members of their family.
14 died and more than 200 were injured. All 60 that had been reported missing have been accounted for. The identities of first responders who died in the line of duty are online at WTAW.com. A reminder that you can make a cash donation to assist the explosion victims through the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Fund at BCS locations of the Bank and Trust. The City of West has announced how you can help as a volunteer or delivering relief supplies. The West Fest grounds will serve as the primary check-in point for all donated goods and volunteers for the community. More information is online at WTAW.com. The Red Cross is among the agencies providing assistance. One of the volunteers in West is Dan Halliburton of Dallas, who says victims are anxious to return to see what's left after Wednesday night's explosion.
Now you've been away from your home, you're going to come back in, you don't know what it looks like, you don't know the condition on it, and people are going to be really impacted by what they see, and that's where the Red Cross will be on the ground with our psychological care workers who are out helped others go through difficult and tragic situations like this.
Authorities continue to block access to the blast zone until completing their investigation. And among the story angles following the fertilizer plant explosion in West is the plant's close proximity to homes and schools. State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station, whose district includes West, hopes he can educate the public about the plant's safety.
This plant was at full capacity. From an agriculture perspective, if you're looking at the Google Maps of before the scene, you can look at the number of buggies and different fertilizer application instruments in the field. I mean, this is a big farming community, and it's time to put fertilizer down to grow the crops that help feed this country and this state.
Cassell described the explosion as a freak accident and said that the company does a fine job in its operation. A Bryan man is accused of suffocating his mother with a pillow. 47-year-old Philip Ortega was picked up in Conroe and remains in jail. The victim, 79-year-old Velma Bryant, was found in the home she shared with Ortega by his sister. Officer Kelly McKeithen says Ortega disappeared after the April 4th death and wasn't seen until Conroe police found him 2 weeks later.
One family member had not been accounted for, and the victim's vehicle was missing at the time. The Bryan Police Department put out a bulletin to other agencies to let them know that we were looking for Miss Bryant's son, just to speak with him, about the circumstances.
According to the arrest report, Ortega told Conroe and Bryan detectives he killed his mother. Then he took her car and several items from the home and sold them for cash and drugs. A Bryan man remains in jail following his arrest for swinging an axe at his wife and two daughters, then setting fire to the front door of their home. This was a block north of Sue Haswell Park about 3 a.m. Saturday at 23rd and Academy. 47-year-old Roy Acosta was arrested after being found walking about a half mile away at 24th and Robertson. According to the arrest report, Acosta admitted to starting the fire using gasoline from his backyard shed. Fire damage was limited to the door. The wife and one of the daughters were able to take away the axe before anyone was hurt. A TV tray was split in half. Officers were told a family disturbance started the event, which resulted in no injuries. It took 6 Bryan police officers to place a local man in custody after several shots with a taser had no effect. This was Friday morning as police responded to a report of someone trying to enter cars in the parking lot next to the BTU office. 29-year-old Johnny Gooden is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest for assaulting a public servant and evading and resisting arrest. And it was a whirlwind week for a College Station woman whose fourth Boston Marathon included finishing the race 28 minutes before the bombs went off. Lynn Lee plans to return as often as she can.
Races like these won't stop. Although this does go down in history that this race will never be, they Boston Marathon will never be the same. It'll still go on. It'll still be as strong as it was before.
And she has no doubt other runners feel the same way.
I'm 100% sure you hear that from all other runners. We just won't stop.
What shocked her the most was the feeling of elation and joy and wanting to celebrate, then having all of that taken away in a second. WTOW News Time is 7:10. It's 53 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It was working so well right up until then. Okay, well, let's see. Let's try this.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. And if you need a battery, our huge selection and helpful advice makes it easy for you to start the season right. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on X2 Power motorcycle batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggie-owned and operated. There's no reason to leave town for LASIK vision correction when surgeons Terry Perkins, Bill Riggs, and Paul Wuthrich can offer you the finest experience in care right here in Aggieland. Trust Aggieland's LASIK doctors with your vision correction. Financing is available, so don't wait. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today, 774-0498. That's 774-0498.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
7:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Nice weather out there through today with mostly to partly sunny sky conditions. The high temperature right around 80 during this afternoon. Tonight, the winds pick up. It'll become partly cloudy and on the mild side, mid-60s overnight. Sunshine followed by clouds on Tuesday. Slight chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm. Temperatures mid to upper 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely Tuesday night, turning cooler. Morning showers and thundershowers Wednesday, then maybe some late day sun. High temperature Wednesday, 65 to 70. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Aggie baseball and softball on the road over the weekend. Johnny football also on the road. He went to Kerrville. We'll cover that. NASCAR, NBA playoffs, and more with your sports, and we'll do it for you about 7:50.
So, and again, great story about him going back to Kerrville Tyvee. Because, you know, that those high school days, you always got to connect with that. And but he said during his comments that he'd gone to Toronto and he'd met Drake. And apparently he said, I'm a changed man. I don't know what that means.
He said it sounds a whole lot now like he wants to serve.
Which is a great thing.
Yeah. If Drake is what took it, why not?
Aubrey Drake Graham. Is that right? Is that the guy's name? All I knew is that he got into a liquor bottle throwing fight with Chris Brown in New York about 2 months ago. And believe me, that's all I know. I know nothing else other than that.
You weren't around? Yeah.
You're not missing just
fight?
A whole hell of a lot.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, that's the only time I'd ever heard of this guy. But apparently it did. It had a tremendous influence on Johnny. So you're right. If he comes back and he decides to serve, that's a great thing. That is an important thing. So glad he got to go back there and kind of do a touchstone with his coaches and his fans who knew how good he was before the rest of us did. His coach told a story. He said, you know, people were kind of backing off of Manziel because he wasn't tall enough to play. And he said to Tom Rossley, who was the A&M assistant coach who eventually sold Sherman on selling him, on signing him, he said that his football coach in high school said to Coach Rossley, Coach Rossley says, well, he's too short. You know, he's only 6 feet tall. And he said, Coach Rossley, does it matter how tall he is if he gets 6 points when he crosses the goal line? Which is, you know, pretty good point.
They don't give you less for being shorter. That's
right.
For sure.
So it worked out well for him. So we'll see. But that was kind of fun. All right. So a controversy over a kid wearing an NRA shirt to school. Jared Markham showed up at his West Virginia middle school last Thursday wearing an NRA shirt with a picture of a hunting rifle on it. He and a teacher argued over the shirt, and the eighth grader was suspended and arrested. This is an eighth grader.
Arrested?
Now finds himself facing charges of obstruction and disturbing the education process.
I've had a lot of people disturb my education process who didn't end up in jail.
Here you are. I gotta get up there on the podium. That's right. I was thinking the same thing. I had people who disrupted my education process. Can I blame that on them? No. The 14-year-old's dad.
Come on, let's be honest. For the most part, it was us doing the disrupting.
Yeah, we did disrupt. Again, this kid is 14. The 14-year-old's dad says school policy doesn't forbid images of guns on T-shirts. The dress code does prohibit clothing displaying violence. But gun images are not listed specifically. Now, they'll change that, I'm sure. The story has gotten Jared quite a bit of support from pro-gun types and anti-politically correct types. His lawyer is working to get the charges dropped, and the family may file a federal lawsuit. Now, so you know, students do not have the same level of First Amendment rights as adults. And you know, some adults shouldn't have it either.
No, you're right.
I'm just saying. Sometimes people think it's really cute to wear a T-shirt that says a word that you shouldn't say in public. Well, it's true. The Supreme Court also ruled that students' rights must be considered against the special characteristics of a school environment. Speech that disrupts school activities, for example, not protected under the First Amendment. A Republican politician in West Virginia wants to go where no politician has gone before. The legislator, that'd be Ray Canterbury, is asking the state's Board of Education to make science fiction required reading in schools.
What?
This is the same state. Well, listen to you. Wait a minute. I thought you, of all people, would go for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like science fiction, but required reading?
Mandatory
sci-fi. Let's just make them hate everything.
It would stimulate interest in math and science.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
What he said.
In my personal experience, school boards have never been the good choosers of books.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like every book I had to read for my AP classes was like, this is a terrible book that makes me want to kill myself. Why are they forcing children to read this book? You know?
I'm glad you were able to successfully traverse the pages of the book.
Well, it's like terrible, terrible stuff where you're like, don't kids have enough problems without having to read about it in a book?
What did you read that just really brought you down? What, I mean, you have something in mind in particular?
I do, but I don't think I need to name it.
Oh,
but
well, okay.
Just, right. You know, if kids have... Say that if, I don't know if the thought is that, oh yeah, we're going to have kids read this book about being abused so that they'll have compassion. Or, well, what if the kids are abused, you know? They don't need to read a book to relive all that or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking more Beowulf, but I just, okay.
Oh, no, Beowulf was good, but I didn't read that in high school.
I didn't understand it.
Me either.
Yeah, no, we had to do that in high school back, old guys like us, we had to do that when we were in high school.
Actually, come to think of it, I think I did read portions of it in high school, okay. But it you're right, it doesn't make sense when you're in high school, but in college it made a lot more sense in college.
Well,
anyway.
I may give it another try sometime, but no time.
I'm sorry, I'm stepping down off my soapbox now.
That's okay, that's not a problem, it's all right. So now, the folks over at MTV have decided they're not going to televise Buck Wild anymore since, you know, one of the hosts went ahead and reached room temperature by doing something stupid. But they don't want anybody else to have the show either. Apparently, even though they canceled this, they have taken legal action to make sure that no one else has Buck Wild on television. So we'll see if that ends up in the courts. Oh! So I watched Duck Dynasty last night.
Did you?
Did you like it?
So I watched Duck Dynasty last night.
Aww.
And, you know,
sad.
I like the idea that it ends. It ends and they're all sitting around the table and, you know, some little stuff about it's great to be with family and all that, even though they're the people who annoy us the most and all. But, boy, the rest of it seemed pretty contrived. It really did. And I'm glad people like it, and you should always watch what you enjoy. But
maybe you should have tuned into an earlier episode.
Could well be. You know, that's an excellent point. It may be that, again, they're running out of stuff. But I thought it was interesting. So.
Well, good on you for giving it a try.
Thought I would.
I'm proud of you.
So, Ken, you can be forgiven for forgetting the name of the next new acquaintance just minutes after you've been introduced. You can be forgiven. Memory experts at the University of Sussex, which is not here, says these memory lapses are a necessary part of the brain's process to avoid overloading of information. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and try to understand what they're saying here. They're saying that you can forget the name of someone you just met because it's not nearly as important as all the other stuff that's in your head.
Well, I don't know about...
I do.
I'm not sure that that's what they're saying. With me, it's more like you freak out right when you meet them. So I forget their name, but then I'll, you know, see them in months and go, yeah, your birthday's in April, isn't it? Like, whatever our conversation turns out being, I'll remember that, but I'll forget their
Their
name.
I'll give you just a little secret here, okay?
What's the secret?
If you're going to do this media thing and you might meet more people than the average person does, when you meet them, you repeat their name when you shake hands with them.
I do that, but it
doesn't
always
work. Okay, sorry about that. Okay.
You say their name three times.
Right,
okay.
Real quickly. Right back to their face. Yeah, okay. Hey, Long Island, New York.
Bob.
Just trying to help. Not uncommon for these memories to be recalled several hours later, but, you know, if they don't, when you get old, they just don't come back. I'm sorry. if you didn't catch it the first time around on the merry-go-round, you're not going to get it the second time. So, a Long Island, New York woman bought a BB gun, then drove her two children and another boy around and had them shoot at parked cars.
What? What?
That's some good parenting.
At what point is that a good idea?
Keanu Reeves in Parenthood. Oh. Police said that there are more than 60 reports of damage to car windows over the past 2 weeks. Police say Susan Becker's 13-year-old son and 15-year-old daughter and another 15-year-old boy were involved. Okay, It happened over a two-week period. That tells me not only did they do it once, but it's like, hey, you want to go pick up Tommy and we'll go around and shoot some more windshields?
So dumb. What state was that?
That was in New York. That was Long Island, New York.
That's what happens when your gun control laws are so strict that you just do psychotic stuff.
There you're in 15 minutes, parents. In 15 minutes, if you are a parent of a newborn. In 15 minutes, if you're the parent of a newborn, I have an idea for you that's going to have the neighborhood talking, okay?
Uh-oh.
I'm just letting you know. All right, if you have trouble getting to sleep, the problem might not be in your head. In fact, it might be your feet. Swiss researchers found that when we are on the cusp of falling asleep, our body redirects blood flow to our hands and feet. When these extremities are warm, their blood vessels can dilate and allow for greater blood flow, which, of course, aids in the redistribution of blood and helps you get to sleep. So, if you're having trouble getting to sleep, according to people in Switzerland, the solution is simply to put on a warm pair of socks.
I've seen something like that before.
It's going to be 80 today, okay? I don't think too many people in Texas need to be putting on warm socks.
I do.
Really?
Yep.
You're one of them.
My feet are cold all year long.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
It sucks.
You wear a hat? Yeah, you wear a hat. That doesn't make your feet warm, though, huh?
No.
Really?
No, Scott, it really does.
That's very strange.
I have
okay.
literally in the, like that, my house will be to a temperature where my body is fine.
Yeah.
And my feet are just dying, like painfully cold.
Goodness. Hello.
Good morning. Hey, this study was done in Switzerland. They're cold all the time. Well, of course they're going to put on socks.
That's kind of how I feel. But again, but Kevin's not. Kevin's in Texas. And, wow, cold all the time. Wow. So do you walk around like in mucklucks and stuff?
Is that no, the... I don't walk around in mucklucks.
I'm Carrie Krueger with Brazos Valley Community Action Agency. When we ask you to shop locally, we're asking you to support businesses that help support the nonprofit community. BVCAA offers programs and services that help over 30,000 area residents each year. We work with local businesses to help people and change lives right here in the Brazos Valley. By shopping locally, you create jobs and you help local businesses support community groups like us. Remember, before you do your shopping online or drive out of town to shop, do your shopping locally and keep your money in town. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning. It's 7:25. Whether your feet are cold or not, here's the weather for today. High temperature will be about 80. Same thing for tomorrow. Winds out of the southeast at about 5 to 15. Should be pretty nice. Do have a slight chance of showers tomorrow at 20%. Then 40% on Tuesday night. It'll be a little bit cooler. We're going to have a wind shift come around. Tuesday night, low will be 50. And then Wednesday, we're looking at a high of only 65 or so. Then it's back up to 75 by Thursday, and we're back into 80 land by Friday and looking on down toward the weekend. So it should be nice. Right now, winds are calm. Humidity's 89%. We have fair skies, and it's 54.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The infamous Ninth Circus Court of Appeals has worked its magic again. In this case, I might call it black magic. A lower court tossed out a lawsuit from California prisoners who demanded a full-time chaplain. The two female inmates are members of the Wicca religion. If you don't know what that is, think witches with a W. Now, the case rests on the prisoner's claim that it's unconstitutional for the California Department of Corrections not to hire a Wiccan chaplain. The Ninth Circus agreed with the inmate plaintiffs that the lack of a Wiccan cleric in prison may indeed show bias in favor of other religions. After all, state pays for full-time chaplains for Catholic, Muslim, Jewish, Protestant, and Native American inmates. So presto changeo, thanks to the Ninth Circus, the Wiccans are one step closer to victory. The circus ruled that the lower court must reconsider the Wiccans' lawsuit. And since the Ninth already hinted at the outcome they prefer, it's unlikely the lower court will disobey. In 2007, there were 138 witches in Napoke in California. That's a 50% drop from 5 years earlier. But even though California witches are in decline, at least among the prison population, their outlook is bright. Odds are they will soon have their very own full-time, taxpayer-funded witch chaplain to practice their craft with. I mean, it's enchanting. Isn't it? When you think about it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and life savings is on your tax forms. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and my special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Countless volunteers from international relief organizations are in West. Volunteers from the Red Cross include Dallas broadcaster Dan Halliburton, who's been hearing from reporters working in West how amazed they are at the conduct of victims of the fertilizer plant explosion.
The day after the explosion, there are people who had likely lost everything, and they went back to work. You know, and they said that they were just people out of state. They were just like, wow. So that's just how they do it here. You know, that's Texas. So there's a great resiliency for the volunteers, the people that do it day in, day out. You know, it's heads down, move forward, focus on the task.
The city of West has opened its fairgrounds as a drop-off point for relief supplies and for check-in if you'd like to volunteer. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find more information. The 60 reported missing from last week's explosion have now been accounted for. More names of the first responders who died in the line of duty have been released. And meanwhile, yesterday, a second group of residents was allowed to see what's left of damaged homes. There's no gas or water, and electricity is spotty, but that didn't matter to Dale Merrick.
Feels really great. You know, it's nothing like sleeping in your own bed.
Shane Rodriguez marveled at what he found when he arrived home.
Inside, it was more of the roof and, like, the insulation fell in, and then, like, the nails, like, some of the nails up here drove back through.
Residents are being allowed back only under a curfew and strict warnings to not wander beyond their own yards. State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station, whose district includes West, has made multiple trips since the explosion of the fertilizer plant.
You know, it's become part of the news, and I hope we can educate everybody. But these fertilizer plants are very safe, and they have met all the regulations of TCEQ and the EPA. You know, this was a freak accident. There was a fire. When we find out how that fire developed, we'll understand it. But it was not. There's no danger near the fertilizer plant. It was just a freak accident. But trust me, that group up there does a fine job. I know the gentleman that runs it, and he is truly a friend.
Cassell says the spring planting and recent rains, the plant was at full capacity at the time of the explosion. A family disturbance north of Sue Haswell Park in Bryan resulted in an arrest on charges of arson, aggravated assault with an axe, and public intoxication. 47-year-old Roy Acosta remains in jail from the early Saturday morning incident at his home at the corner of 23rd and Academy. Acosta's wife and one of two daughters say he swung an axe at them, splitting a TV tray in half. After they took away the axe, Acosta told police he poured gasoline on the front door and set it on fire. Damage was limited to the door and there were no injuries. The death of a Bryan woman earlier this month was first thought to be from natural causes. Now her son is in jail after telling Bryan and Conroe police he smothered her with a pillow. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 47-year-old Philip Ortega is in jail following his arrest for causing serious bodily injury to an elderly person.
Based on the results of that investigation, the medical examiner is reviewing his preliminary autopsy findings. And after all of that is concluded, there potentially could be additional or different charges.
79-year-old Velma Bryant was found April 4th by Ortega's sister. Bryant's car, her 40-inch flat-screen TV, and her microwave oven were missing. Ortega was found 2 weeks later in Conroe. And quoting the arrest report, he told investigators he just snapped after arguing with his mother. That led to the suffocation and theft. And just outside the front entrance to the BTU office on Friday morning, six Bryan police officers subdued a local man seen trying to enter cars in the parking lot. Several officers picked up 29-year-old Johnny Gooden and carried him to an ambulance in handcuffs and leg restraints. Gooden, who was arrested for resisting and evading arrest, as well as assaulting a public servant, is out of jail after posting bond. The arrest report indicated Gooden was shot several times with a taser, but with no impact. And it's already been a week since the Boston Marathon bombings. Lan Lee of College Station, who missed the explosions by 28 minutes, says she's still processing the roller coaster of emotions.
You know, every day is going to be different. Like yesterday, my husband and I were just silent. We didn't speak a whole lot to each other, mainly because we were in shock. And today, we were able to put those feelings into words, mainly because we've been at home and people are asking us how we're doing. And so that's a release of that shock.
While she had the high of finishing her fourth Boston Marathon taken away, Lee plans on returning next year, and she expects other runners to feel the same way. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 55 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. You know, small businesses are the engine that drives America, producing more than 50% of the private GDP. If you are a small business owner, protecting you from loss is what we do at Spring Insurance. From commercial policies designed to cover your liability and protect your property, to workers' compensation and employee health plans. So visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com or give us a call at 777-4459. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest growing RV dealer in the area. They know that you worked hard for your RV and you deserve the best, and at RV Station, they stock the best brands like Jayco and Rockwood and Puma and Raptor, and brands that are built to last for decades for a better value for you. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand new Puma 28 VHS for only $220 a month. Now the sale price is $21,995, 10% down plus TTNL and fees, 6.99% APR for 144 months with approved credit. Or a 2013 Jayco J-Flight 198 RV used for just $15,995. Financing is available with approved credit. The best prices in the country on the best brands in the country. Get to RVStationOnline.com. Choose from over 250 campers or come by and visit the folks at RV Station. They're 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Fair and warm weather for today with sunshine, then some scattered clouds, and 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, windy and mild in the 60s with periods of clouds. Partly sunny with increasing afternoon clouds Tuesday. Maybe a late day shower at mid to upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms, windy at night, turning cooler. Low 50s, morning showers on Wednesday, and then cloudy to partly sunny. High temperatures 60s to near 70 Wednesday afternoon. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, and there was a little ruffled feathers yesterday in NASCAR action. That's Danica Patrick after getting cut off one too many times. We'll get you caught up with that. Also, A&M played softball and baseball on the road yesterday, and Johnny Manziel went back home to Kerrville. All that and more coming up with sports in just a bit.
Yeah, the A&M baseball team got one, huh?
Yeah.
Could have used two.
They very much could have used two, and yeah. It would have been nice if it would have been the Saturday game as opposed to getting beat 12-2.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one of the things that we don't talk about now anymore because it doesn't matter to us is the Big 12.
Well, that other
is that why you're talking about it right now?
Yeah, because we need to find some way to feel really good because, you know, Texas is 5-10.
Yeah, Texas is sucking.
5-10 in the Big 12.
Which for a Texas baseball team,
yeah,
is unheard of.
That is a winning percentage, my A&M consolidated math tells me, of about 333. It does tie them with Texas Tech for the bottom. I mean, Texas in the cellar of the Big 12 in baseball?
They've been good at baseball since the late 70s, if not before
that. No, before that, believe me. Yeah, before that. They were okay.
Well, I'm not that old.
I know you're not.
Not everyone can be as good as A&M and Baylor. Yeah. I mean, they just can't, and that's just how it is. Yeah.
But, I mean, they lost 2 out of 3 at home to West Virginia over the weekend. Anyway, we don't talk about them much because they don't matter, but still. Thought that was interesting. Up, all right, heads up. Bosses, you have now been warned officially that Administrative Professionals Week is this week, and because they understand that bosses don't take care of business, they give you until Wednesday. That's when it's really Administrative Professionals Day. Because you wouldn't want to have that on the Monday of the week. You know what I'm saying? That means you have to have time today to try to figure out how you can actually go through life and get something done without your administrative assistant finding out about it.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, see how that works for you. So, that's Wednesday. But we have facts about this to help you now. Because, again, now you're bumbling, your brain is seizing up, because now you have to actually be responsible and take care of yourself. And you need to buy something for this administrative assistant that makes your life easier. By the way, the most preferred title is administrative assistant. The least preferred title would be secretary or receptionist. Just saying. 51% of your admins say they've received a gift for Administrative Professionals Day. 14% say that these gifts have been useless. Here's the best admin gift. How about a paid day off? That's right. You're going to have to be the boss all by yourself for a day. Second, a gift certificate like a spa or restaurant or Starbucks or whatever. A raise or cash, lunch or dinner, and finally, a sincere thank you. On the other side, worst gifts for Admin Day, e-cards.
Are you taking notes?
Yeah, e-cards, because again, happy Admin Day. You'll do it Friday afternoon at 4:30, won't you? Yeah. Calendars, picture frames, little knickknacks, or other executive gifts. They don't like them so much. Cheap flowers, that means like carnations. Or
I like carnations.
Or stopping by the grocery store, you know. Anything that's wrapped in plastic and has the logo of a grocery store on it. Obvious re-gifts. The worst thing that you can give somebody in your admin day would be nothing. Okay, so do come up with something. 29% report having to lie to make up excuses to their boss. 30% report that they've had to plan personal travel vacations for their boss. 42% of administrative professionals say their boss could not do their job. In other words, if they switch places. Got that. All right, let's say that you're the parent of a new youngin' out there. A brand new youngin'. Okay, you've gotten into this situation where you're past them not sleeping through the night, okay? Now it's time for diaper patrol, right? So, if you do have a baby in your life, you know that disposable diapers aren't very green.
Well, they can be.
Well, they, yeah.
Good. Oh,
only
Kevin.
If the baby's really sick.
Sorry.
That's right. But, of course, it's Earth Day. And because it's Earth Day, we want you to be thinking a little bit about Mother Earth and how un-Earth-friendly the disposable diapers are. We've already lost some people because they don't care, right? But
it's okay.
But if you'd like to be green, you can do cloth diapers, right?
No, you can't.
You could do that. Or if you really want to be kind to Mother Earth, that's right, you can do elimination communication.
We talking free-range babies?
We're talking diaper-free methods of child rearing.
No, sir.
Parents are drawn to the method, it says here. Some parents are drawn to the method, how that, as a way of preserving the environment from the ravages of disposable diapers.
You can just do like they do in China, and all the kids' little onesies have a slit in the back, and they just squat wherever they are at. I mean, it's true.
I didn't say it wasn't. Just because they do it in China doesn't mean we have to do it here. Parents are drawn to the method as a way of preserving the environment from the ravages of disposable diapers, as well as reducing the laundering of cloth diapers and preventing the dreaded diaper rash. Many of them like the thought that they are rediscovering an ancient practice used in other cultures. No, we don't. Unless you live in Northern California, you don't care about other cultures.
Explain to us what it is. I'm sure that I know myself and possibly a few moms are interested in actually what the point of the story is.
The point of the story is to not use any diapers at all and allow your child, as Kevin said, to be a free-range child.
Just out in the yard all day?
Or whatever. new parents, some communities have diaper-free meetups where parents exchange tips, like how to get a baby to do his business on the street between parked cars.
What, you walk around with a rolled-up newspaper?
Now that is yucky.
Parents watch for cues that mean that baby needs to go to the bathroom. Now, wait, that means you have to pay attention as a parent. Whoever said you're supposed to do that?
Okay, so they're not teaching the kids how to communicate that they need to go.
No, I mean, the child is communicating. Some will cry, some will squirm, some will grimace.
Yeah, and how young are the kids there?
Well, I have no idea. I don't really want to get that deep into it. But honestly. Parents then associate those cues with their own noises, like sss or whatever. Mom and dad will make those noises, the elimination communication, to the baby while holding him over the toilet or the sink for perhaps 20 seconds. Parents who practice the communication admit there are misses, but even cleaning up a little mess on the floor is easier than laundering diapers.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if y'all are going to have like a community cookout anytime soon, if you're going to have an HOA meeting, something like that. What a great opportunity for you to ask other young parents in your neighborhood, hey, have you got any interest in doing free-range elimination communication? Let's have a big elimination communication at the house by the pool here at the HOA and see how that works out.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to?
Yeah, let's do that.
For many people, this time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. If you need a battery, we have an enormous selection for boats, ATVs, riding toys, motorcycles, jet skis, riding mowers, scooters, and more. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors at Batteries Plus. We'll even do our part to save the environment by recycling your old battery for you. So don't let your outdoor fun end before it begins. Come into Batteries Plus. Our huge selection and helpful advice will make sure you get the batteries and service you need to start the season right. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on select lawn and garden batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Has it ever occurred to you that doing nothing can sometimes accomplish more than trying to do everything? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. After several days away, I had just arrived back at the office. I greeted a few of my colleagues and somebody asked me the typical Monday morning question. Did you have a good weekend? Did you do anything? I did what everybody else does when asked those questions. I took a quick mental inventory and scanned my memory for anything super exciting or newsworthy from Saturday and Sunday. After weeks and weeks of busyness and travel, I'd finally arrived home for two quiet days with the family. I answered, I actually did nothing this past weekend. But then I thought about my answer. Nothing? Really? Over the course of the weekend, we had played some board games, read books, gone to church, had some great meals, and even gone sledding and drank hot chocolate together. The truth was, it had been a wonderful weekend full of laughter with Jean and the boys. Yet my first instincts were to suggest it somehow didn't rise to the level of mention, because I wasn't busy, busy. Since when did spending some quiet time with just your family qualify as doing nothing? The truth of the matter is that even the most exciting things outside the home can't top the time that Jean and I spend with our boys. The famous writer Ralph Waldo Emerson might have said it best. This time, like all times, he once wrote, is a very good one. To help your family thrive, visit us at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. A&M baseball dropped 2 of 3 after being unable to notch timely hits on Sunday and dropped the series finale to number 10, Arkansas, 2-1. The Aggies are now 22-19, and they're 7-11 in the SEC and will continue their 8-game road swing on Tuesday, heading to San Marcos for a 6:30 contest against the Bobcats. And you can catch all the action here on 1620 WTAW. Despite a 7th-inning home run by junior Amber Garza, the number 13 Texas A&M softball team dropped a 6-3 decision to Georgia in SEC action. The win secured the series sweep for UGA, and A&M dropped to 35-12, 6-11 in SEC. The Aggies continue on their SEC road swing next week as they travel to Ole Miss for 3 games in Oxford. Saturday night, Johnny Football made his way back to high school's alma mater for a homecoming/celebration of sorts. After hanging with all-stars at the All-Star Game and the guys from Duck Dynasty, hobnobbing around with other stars, the freshman Heisman Trophy winner was very humble.
This right here, in the position I'm in, can change people's lives forever. So I've got contact with Justin Moore, Brad, compliance to see what kind of charity stuff can I do, what kind of things can I do to use this as not only a platform for me to meet cool people and do cool things, but to change other people's lives forever.
In other SEC action, the Women's Tennis Championship, the 4th-ranked Texas A&M and number 2-seed Aggies went 1-1 and advanced to the semifinals before falling to 2nd-ranked number 3 Florida, which went on actually to win the tournament with a 4-1 win over number 1 Georgia. Drew Evans' hole-in-one on the 17th highlighted the Aggies' final round in the SEC Men's Golf Championship on Sunday and helped number 22 Texas A&M claim 4th place at the SEC Championship. The ladies came in 11th. In the NBA playoffs, Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker scored 18 points apiece yesterday as the Spurs beat Los Angeles 91-79 in Game 1 in the first round of the series. Tim Duncan added 17 points and 10 rebounds for the Spurs. Dwight Howard led the Lakers with 20 and 15 rebounds, and Game 2 is set for Wednesday. Here's Tony Parker with what the Spurs need to do to keep winning.
We need Manu to play like that, you know, every game if we want to do something in the playoffs. Manu is a big key.
Kevin Durant scored 24 points last night, and the Oklahoma City Thunder thrashed the Houston Rockets 120-91 in Game 1 of the Western Conference playoff series. Russell Westbrook added 19 points for the Thunder. Former OKC star James Harden had 20 points for the Rockets. Here's Kevin Durant on Oklahoma City's defense.
We're just trying to be solid on defensive end. This team is such a great scoring team. We just had to pack the paint and get out to their shooters. So we had to make a second and third effort. So I think we did that.
Rangers had an awful good night last night.
A set by Harang and the pitch. A swing and a high drive, deep left center field. That is hit a mile. That ball is history. A majestic grand slam for Nelson Cruz. The ballpark is on its feet, and it's 8-2 Rangers.
In the NHL, the final score of that one was Rangers beating the Mariners 11-3. In the NHL, Jeff Carter's overtime goal lifted the Los Angeles Lakers to a 4-3 win over the Dallas Stars. In NASCAR action, Matt Kenseth knew he had the front runner's car Sunday. It was simply a matter of getting there, so when the caution flag came out with several leaders on pit road, and Kenseth found himself leading the pack into the pits. Kenseth won the race off pit road after taking 2 tires under caution, and then number 20 Toyota that had been strong all day slowly pulled away from the pack. Here's Kenseth on the nip-and-tuck nature of the race.
I really thought he had me. My car would start getting loose into 3, and I got really loose into 3 with about 5 to go. I actually did it twice in a row and thought we were going to get beat.
And finally, after being cut off a couple times, and a side note from the race in the STP 400, Danica Patrick got a little chippy. She eventually wrecked out of the race with about halfway through, give or take a little bit. Graham McDowell got his first PGA Tour win in the play with a playoff win in the RPC Heritage on Sunday. And finally, NBC Sports announcer Al Michaels was arrested over the weekend in Southern California on suspicion of drunk driving charges. Authorities pulled that out on Sunday. Michaels was pulled over at about 9:30 Friday after officers manning a checkpoint witnessed him making an illegal U-turn. Santa Monica Police Department got the play-by-play announcer to blow a .08, which is right at the legal limit. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So now, do you have your hockey story there?
I do.
Okay, wait, go back and read that for me for a second. The Stars.
Jeff Carter's overtime goal lifted the Los Angeles Kings to a 4-3.
Okay, because you said Lakers.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just was trying to see those. I was just trying to see those guys wearing skates. You know,
that would be funny.
They'd have to lean way over to be able to hit the
very long hockey sticks.
All right, there you go. All right.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Sioux Falls Prater is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Sioux Falls Prater's got a variety of John Deere utility tractors, perfect for the new or smaller acreage rural property owner. Easy-to-use controls and comfort that you'll appreciate. And right now, Sioux Falls Prater has the 45-horsepower 5045D utility tractor on sale for $19,499 plus 0% financing for 72 months, available for qualified buyers. This tractor has an open operator station and rear hydraulic remote that lets you use hydraulically powered implements. Hurry into Sioux Falls Prater today. This offer is good only through April the 30th. Find the location nearest you online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices that you can afford.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484. Or go online at bcstirepros.com.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations. Excludes premium subs. Additional charge for extras. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Subway. Eat fresh.
About a minute till news talk 1620 WTAW. You've learned in the last half hour how you can parent without diapers.
Why diapers want on the, to, we still don't know.
Diapers, yeah. Diapers on the child, not diapers on you.
Yeah, we're still not sure about how it works.
You've also been given permission to forget the name of the people who you just met. Basically, two things. We think that you'll probably remember it later on, but the reason you can't remember it right now is because you've got too much important stuff.
This sounds like we're giving Alzheimer's research.
One more time. And the world's oldest person turned 116 over the weekend.
Woohoo!
At least for a little while.
Oh, no.
Well, no. Japan's Brown Kimura says that he has three meals a day consisting of rice, pumpkins, and sweet potatoes.
Huh.
Verified to be the longest-lived man in history, and the first man in history verified to reach 116 years of age. The oldest woman also lives in Japan. What's that about?
Either good genes or good food.
Masaya Akawa also lives in Japan. We don't know if she eats pumpkin.